Helping Hand, a weekly feature here that offers assistance to the disabled and to other folks who are in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are privileged to be learning about the United Cerebral Palsy Association, UCPA of Hawaii, for folks who are dealing with cerebral palsy or other severe disabilities. We welcome our guest, Donna Fouts, Executive Director. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you, Dave, for having me.
Cerebral palsy.
I think to a lot of people's surprise, cerebral palsy is not a disease, so it's not something you're going to catch. Basically, cerebral palsy is permanent brain damage. And when it happens, sadly, there is no cure. But in many, many cases, we can help prevent. And secondly, we can help manage the condition. CP affects muscle movements or speech. To many people's surprise, though, they think we only service those that are affected with cerebral
right.
palsy. And actually, no, we provide services for a wide variety of disabilities.
Age that it kicks in.
Usually during pregnancy, during birth, or the first 3 to 5 years of life.
Okay.
After that, if you have a traumatic brain injury, we see the highest rate of CP once a child is born. Child abuse. Somebody in a fit of anger smacks that baby or shakes it. We're talking hemorrhaging.
So CP is a lot of things.
Yeah.
How can you guys be of service?
We have a variety of programs. Probably the one that first got us going, it's this program called our Child Development Center, early intervention, providing support to young children with disabilities, birth to 3, occupational therapy, speech therapy, physical therapy, special ed, as well as social working with the family. And I will tell you, Dave, if we don't move those muscles for those babies who
right.
can't, atrophy will set in.
Keeping them moving and keeping them active. You don't want to develop bed sores. There's all kinds of things.
Right.
The apple cider vinegar Dare to Care challenge.
Oh, I'd love to tell you about it. I actually brought some vinegar today if you're feeling up to the challenge.
I'll do it.
Oh, I love it. I have to say that with the ice bucket challenge, I was overwhelmed. Just how neat that ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, was getting so much. So we kind of talked in the office and I said, you know what? I would just love... Our challenge really isn't about money. It's really about bringing public awareness
sure.
to people with disabilities. So we're doing this apple cider vinegar Dare to Care. And what it is we're saying, will you, as the public, take 1 tablespoon of vinegar and in one swig, there's a little zing. You kind of go, whoa. And our hope is when that zing happens, that you will for a moment realize that people with disabilities have those zings and challenges every day in their life. By you doing it, sort of tipping your hat or giving that salute, you know, I appreciate who you are and am caring about that your life is different than mine and I'm doing one for you. Some people have said, well, if we want to send money in, I go, sure, that's very good, but we're not saying it has
right.
to be to United Cerebral
like
Palsy. It can be to any group that works with people with disabilities. I say put down in the memo box, Dare to Care Challenge.
Glad to do it myself, Donna, if it means anything to you.
It does. It does. I've got the vinegar here. I've got a tablespoon.
Nice.
Okay,
look at
here
that.
Here we go. Here he goes, folks. And he does it in one swallow.
Woo.
Woo, he says. That.
It's like we're having salad dressing.
And jokingly, someone said, oh, I'll do it. Do I get to add a little balsamic vinegar and the bread? And I go, no.
In addition to getting folks to participate in the Apple Cider Vinegar Dare to Care Challenge, how else can we help you?
During your dinner hour, you may get that call from us or at least just get our postcard. We are one of 3 nonprofits, Big Brothers Big Sisters, along with National Kidney, that come pick up gently used clothing and household items. All 3 of us sell it to the Savers store. Raises over $120,000 every year.
Be able to help you and be able to clean out and not have more stuff. Less stuff is a good thing.
Yes.
Almost every single case. Finally, on the volunteer aspect.
Volunteers we will use for special events. So we do about 7 events a year. The Great Hawaiian Rubber Ducky Race, which you may
right.
have heard of.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's us down the Alawai. So,
a lot of opportunities for
lots
folks.
Of opportunities. We have a golf tournament, tennis tournament, a boat building one.
808-532-6744, ucpahi.org, and at hawaiipublicradio.org. You can get all the contact information here. The full interview, all the other Helping Hand segments on demand. Donna Fouts, Executive Director, United Cerebral Palsy Association of Hawaii. Any other critical items that you think in our conversation you want to add?
No, and I just want to tip my hat to you for your continued interest in the nonprofit community, those in need, and we don't have large advertising budgets to be able to get the word out, to talk, and your understanding of many of the conditions in our community. I think thank you very much for doing that. We are most appreciative.